but right
got
now.
Got a soft spot in my heart for Texas.
We got a lot going on. Boy, I saw they
Texas is my home.
They finally demoed the Hillsboro Outlets. That old mall right there.
Oh.
It's gone. But it got a couple of events going on. It is the 70th year. Congratulations, our buddies out there at the Johnson County Sheriff's Posse. Big 70th annual PRCA rodeo. All the action actually kicked off last night, and it will go on every night all the way through the weekend. So Johnson County Sheriff's Posse grounds there in the Cleve. And also in the Crowley, they are going to try to do this today, 11 o'clock to 1 at the Crowley Recreation Center on Oak Street. It is the Bike Rodeo.
Oh.
So you can come on out, and it's just encouraging people to get out and do some biking and the like and stuff like that. So you may want to bring a life jacket with you today. No word on if they're going to. They posted this on their social, City of Crowley, and then I saw the first comment was, well, if it's rain, is it going to be moved inside? I guess you could bike at a gym there for. Hey, could have used the old Hillsboro Outlets, unfortunately. But that's going on later on today.
So many snakes, so little time. You know, that Little Elm Firehouse found one in a recliner last week. Then they had to promptly call in the police. But wait, there's more. This time, a 15-foot python terrorized a neighborhood in Garland.
This was insane.
It all kicked off last week around 11 p.m. Neighbors gathered around to see the monster beast. It struck out several times and even chased a guy that wound up trapped on the top of his truck. Someone accidentally released the snake. It was caught by animal control officers and later released to the owner, but relocated outside of the Garland city limits. So that's good news for Garland. Bad news for everyone else, because it could be anywhere in Texas besides Garland.
Yeah, I saw the owner was moving, and like the whatever was holding it during the move, the snake busted out of it and made a run for it, like crossed a major highway and just went quite a ways.
Well, it's almost like it's a wild animal.
The responding officer, though, to that, bless his heart, you should see the video, because he's got, they give them tongs to deal with these things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no set of tongs that's going to pick up this
puppy.
No, I'm
thinking 85
pounds.
Foot long. Yeah.
So, but he tried and tried and tried with a net and then tried. He was braver than I would have been. Bless them. All right. Well, boas, that's fun. That's fantastic. That's great. How about this? Speaking of City of Crowley, Crowley Animal Control has confirmed increased coyote activity.
Oh, boy.
And then bobcats have also been spotted all around the area. So, of course, and along with that, Burleson says the same thing, too. And there may have even been an attack on a family pet.
Oh.
So it's springing up. They're moving in. And, of course, they always say keep your small pets indoors, especially overnight. Always walk the dog on a leash. If you encounter a county, throw a big boa on it.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, the snake is why you want. You actually want the snake now out and about.
Okay.
You know, these things right themselves sometimes.
I think I'll take my chances with the coyote. Anyone in the mood for more rain? And all this action making mosquitoes very, very active. But we have less than last year. The pros over at Oregon say that Dallas went down 3 spots from 4 to 7 in the requests for new residential mosquito treatments over the last year. However, our good friends in Houston still making the list at 6. Top 3, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles topping the mosquito charts.
Hey, I think it's one of those lists where when they say Dallas, they mean like the whole area. I hate when they do that, but yeah. There's no way there's less mosquitoes. There is no way.
I don't think so either.
I have been, I'm actually thinking about a lawsuit. The assault has been so in my face.
Oh.
Literally, I had one land on my face yesterday.
So
they just don't care anymore.
No.
We used to be a proper country.
There used to be respect.
No manners.
Uh-huh.
That sucks. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they do. Well, in a list of state by state, what each state is dreaming about most.
Aww.
The list is out. This was all based on Google searches of what does this dream mean? So they compiled it and then they geolocated it. And states like Montana, Idaho, Utah, the most dream-related Google searches include cheating partners, though.
Rot row.
If you head over to Virginia, North Carolina, yawning in Ohio.
Sorry.
The most common dreams involve snakes and tornadoes. So we may go a little higher on the list there. In fact, if you put those two together, you have a sci-fi original movie, if you want to do that. But in Texas, the most Googled dream was the one about our, not just ex, multiple exes. Funny enough, the next common dream in Texas searched was about a dead or dying person. So hopefully these two have nothing in common with each other. But I guess George Strait knew what he was certainly talking about when
there
it came to that. And then finally, it's getting closer. Dallas Cowboys football season. New head coach Brian Schottenheimer took Dak Prescott and a lot of the Cowboys to dance classes to work on their footwork. So they learned Greek dancing, which should come in handy at no time whatsoever.
Opa!
That should be fun. And, of course, this happening as mandatory NFL mini camps are underway. So it's always an exciting part. You get to see the new names and the new faces on the team. And sometimes, in our case, the new face on the owner.
That's KB and
he gets
Heather
one every year.
And as always, please hold all applause until after the show.